Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bergman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynn. Zuvella reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Allenson moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noakes strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Zuvella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallowander hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bergman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zuvella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. 2 outs. Matt Noakes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes hits a pop-up towards short. Ziavella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Noakes and he is out, Wallowander applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallowander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallowander bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Ziavella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zuvella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Mike Heath pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Carter reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Morris, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Jordan now playing center field. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Jim Wallowander. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Pettis pinch runs for Larry Herndon. Ray Knight pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Don Gordon now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Salazar moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0 and 0-0. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Knight now playing first base. Luis Salazar now playing second base. Gary Pettis now playing center field. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Eddie Williams. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Lusarder pinch runs for Darrell Evans. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.